regarding the way the Rav explained the concept of Emunas Chachamim in question number 1872, doesn't Reb Chaim Volozhiner write in Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos 1:4 that it's also for a Talmud to accept the words of his Rebbe if he has questions on it? Yoni from Queens. What the Ruach Chaim is talking about over there is a Talmud who is in the midst of learning together with his Rebbe, or hears something from his Rebbe and wants to discuss it with him, can accept it without asking questions to the Rebbe, and maybe the Rebbe is wrong. The Emunas Chachamim doesn't mean the Chachamim can never be wrong. But it means that after all the discussions and all the questions, if the Rebbe still says that this is the way, then the Talmud has to accept that. He can argue it out with the Rebbe. If he hasn't argued it out with the Rebbe, there's even a sheet that holds that if you haven't argued it out with the Sanhedrin, you don't have to accept their word if you think that they make a mistake. But if you argue it out with them and they still maintain their position, then you have to do what they say.